DW.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. 안녕하세요. 예, 반갑습니다.
Go Hong Sok and his wife No Yumi greet me at the door of their 13th floor apartment. With a large work table at its center, this loft isn't just their home. It's also Hong Sok's art studio. But this sculptor doesn't work with clay.
A blue balloon is springing up.
Hong Sok creates balloon sculptures. I know what you're thinking, dogs and pirate swords, but that's not what the 45-year-old makes. He creates detailed installations composed of thousands of colored balloons. One sculpture was of a 9-meter-long dragon wrapped around a unicorn. Another looked like a 3-meter-high flower, but it was a depiction of the inner vortex of a typhoon. Hong Sok tells me that if it weren't for balloons, he doesn't know where he'd be now.
제 개인적인 어떤 삶을 찾기 위한 어떤
Balloons gave me my life back, and through them, I create art.
하고 있는 활동으로 이어졌습니다.
When Hong Sok was a teenager, he was diagnosed with Behçet's syndrome, a disorder that inflames blood vessels. The disease attacked his eyes, and he gradually lost his vision. He's now legally blind.
Even though I'm facing you, Jason, I can't really see your face. I cannot see your shape or size. Because you're sitting in front of a bright white wall, I can tell you're wearing something dark. I just see your basic outline. I've lost about 90% of my vision.
The way you described how you see me is kind of the same way one might describe seeing a balloon. You see a shape and a shadow, but not the details. It's just one kind of solid form up against a different backdrop. Does that sound accurate to you? I don't know. That's just my...
Yes, that's exactly how I feel about my work as well.
Take me back to this time in high school when you were losing your vision. How did you feel as your vision was fading away?
I was embarrassed. I couldn't read books anymore. But it also hurt because of the inflammation. My social life became limited, and on an emotional level, I lost my confidence. I went to school, but I couldn't even study.
While all this was happening, Hong Sok says he was lucky to have good, supportive friends. They even saved him from getting beat up one time after he accidentally bumped into someone they said looked like a gangster. But for people who didn't know Hong Sok so well, they sometimes thought he was rude because he didn't say hi whenever they walked by him. Hong Sok says while these incidents were frustrating, they were nothing compared to the worsening pain he felt.
After I graduated, for about 2 to 3 years, I didn't do anything. I slept 12 hours a day. For 15 days a month, I was incapacitated because of the pain in my eyes. I couldn't do anything.
Do you think you were suffering from depression as well?
I don't think I was depressed, but when I look back at that time of my life, it was a period where I locked myself away from the world.
Hong Sok says he knew he couldn't stay locked away forever, so he forced himself out of his house and tried learning new things like swimming, tap dancing, and magic tricks, but none of those stuck.
Learning new things was part of the process of getting my life back together. I saw an advertisement that a department store cultural center was holding a class on balloon art. I registered and found it interesting. I wanted to learn more, so I took other professional courses and started training as a balloon artist.
What kept your interest in that particular type of art?
At first, it was something that comforted me when I was suffering from the eye pain. I could make balloon sculptures when I was home, alone. I enjoyed translating the images in my imagination into real shapes.
제가 머릿속으로 생각하는 거를 어떤 형태적으로 만들어가는 과정이 좀 흥미롭고 재밌었어요.
아, 고맙습니다. 아, he's made me a very delightful heart-shaped balloon with lots of little bubbles.
At first, Hong Seok made party favors like this. He recreated Disney cartoons and fairy tale characters, drawing from his memory of what they looked like. But his sculptures grew bigger and bigger, as did his fame. He started making more and more abstract pieces of art, and last year he held his first solo exhibition in the U.S. He explains that there, he made a 7x5-meter elephant and turtle sculpture that was meant to represent the enormity of the universe at the start of time and the slow pace that light spread out from the Big Bang. Hong Seok says in some ways, his vision makes him a better artist.
기술적인, 감각적인 부분은 내 눈으로 보면서
I depend on my sense of touch, not vision. I think in creating balloon art, a person who can't see can achieve as much as a fully sighted person. I think I can even be more creative. People who can see are influenced by or copy other artists' work. In some way, my visual limitation enhances my art's originality.
작품을 만들어갈 수 있는 장점으로 하나가 되는 것 같고요.
In his home studio, Hong Seok knows where all of his materials are. He keeps his red, green, and blue balloons separated in their own drawers. But because of their size and the short lifespan of balloons, all of Hong Seok's sculptures are made on location and just days ahead of the exhibition date. He also works with several team members on any given project and has to communicate with them how he imagines the artwork should look. For that, he says, he needs some help.
이제
When you want your team to understand your idea, you have to show them a drawing of it. But for me, that's not possible. So that's where my wife comes in. I explain to her my idea, and she draws it. She then explains what she's created, and we go back and forth until we work out the final sketch together.
I turn to his wife, Yumi, who's been sitting close by during our chat.
Since you are a part of his artistic process, I'd like to get some of your thoughts, too. Here, he's fine. He knows where everything is. But tell me about some of the things when you are on location that you specifically help him with.
일단 저기 그 현장 작업에 들어가기 전에요. 재료 리스트를 얘기를 해주면
I make a list of all the materials. When the work site is bright, he somehow is able to distinguish colors. But if it's dark, he needs my help. When he needs to check the overall shape of the piece and execution of the project, I describe it to him and we make the corrections together.
그런 정도 제작할 때 그런 도움을 주고 있습니다.
제가 프로그램을 만들어서 있고요. 이제 첫 수강생으로
When I started teaching a balloon art program, she was one of my first students.
And was she one of your best students?
뭐 그렇게 베스트는 아니고요.
She wasn't the best, but she was a good student for the direction of the class.
수업의 방향에는 참 잘 맞는 학생이었습니다.
What do you think about that?
어떻게 생각하세요?
아, 저도 그렇게 생각해요. 왜냐면 하라는 건
I agree. I never did anything he told me to do. I gave him suggestions.
Sounds like a good partnership.
But that partnership almost didn't happen, as Hong Seok explains.
결혼 단계에서는 많이 반대를 하셨거든요.
When I wanted to marry Yumi, her parents were very against the marriage. I understand where they were coming from. Maybe if I were a parent, I would feel the same way. They didn't want me to burden her for the rest of her life. I think people generally feel sympathy for people with disabilities. But when the disability directly affects them, then they have a hard time accepting the situation.
How did you guys end up convincing your parents-in-laws to let the marriage go ahead?
설득은 어렵다고 생각해서 밀어붙였고요.
We thought it would be difficult to convince them, so we just eloped. We figured that after they got to know me, they would accept it.
승낙 받기 전에 그냥 일 저지르고 그다음에 가정 안에서
Hong Seok says now he and his parents-in-laws get along just fine. He's used to challenging these kinds of notions, and that includes overcoming his own preconceptions about being blind.
아까 말한 대로 이제 제이슨이 생각한 것처럼 눈이 안 보이는데
Without balloons, I would have thought that visual art is for visual people. But through balloons, it's not about what you can see. It's more than just seeing images. For me, this was a way to overcome my limitations. I know people think it's impossible for a non-visual person to appreciate visual art, but I found a way to do it, with balloons. Seeing is not the only way to appreciate art.
Jason Strother, DW, Songnam, South Korea.
This report was brought to you by DW.